Congressman Michael Capuano is skipping the inauguration, instead holding an open house at his Cambridge office today. He joins us now from his home. Good morning, Congressman Capuano. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Always a pleasure, Bob.
You know, you tweeted out that while you, quote, have a great respect for the office of the president, you've decided not to attend this inauguration. Some argue it's a contradicting message. Respond to that.
Well, I don't feel the need to respond to it. I do respect the presidency. I think I've proven that throughout my entire life. I actually respect Mr. Trump, but his transition has done nothing but keep this country divided. I've heard almost universally from my constituents how nervous they are, how concerned they are, and I thought it was a better use of my time to give them the opportunity to talk to me.
It sounds like the soon-to-be president's attack of Congressman John Lewis was the last straw for you, but you had doubts previous to that, didn't you?
No, not really doubts. I just hadn't made up my mind, to be perfectly honest. I haven't made all the inaugurals. This is a week off of Congress. I had a long-time scheduled vacation with my family. I knew I'd be back by Friday, and I hadn't made up my mind. But I will admit that the treatment of Mr. Lewis was probably the last straw. That's a pretty accurate way to put it.
What worries you most about President Trump?
The divisiveness he's shown thus far. I mean, I don't like his policies. The ones that I have figured out which ones he has, he's still kind of a blank slate to me. I'm not exactly sure what he wants to do except build a wall. There may be things we agree on. I just don't know. But the way he has seemingly gone out of his way to divide this country has just been stunning to me, and including the way he attacked John Lewis. I understand we may not have been happy at whatever Mr. Lewis said. I get that. But in politics, on occasion, when somebody attacks you, you just have to just go with it, if that's what he saw the Lewis comments as. And you just move on. What's the big deal? But for him to, and it's not just John Lewis. He's been attacking everyone who looks sideways at him. And I just think that's not the way this country was designed to work.
Big picture, how do you view your main role in the next couple of years as a Democratic congressman from the bluest of the blue states, Massachusetts, once Donald Trump gets down to work?
I think my main role is to try to protect the advances America has made and Massachusetts has made. We have a lot of great things going for us. If we have an opportunity to advance the ball, I will take it. I am not opposed to working with the president, the Republicans, if and when we can. I do think that's going to be a very hard thing to find, but that doesn't mean I won't look. It doesn't mean I won't do it if I have the opportunity. That's a realistic assessment of the likelihood. But my approach is always to try to work with somebody who wants to work with me. But in the United States government, the way it works is the majority sets the agenda and the tone and the willingness to work with the minority. And if they have all of the right things, of course I'll work with them. If they don't, well, then I'll do everything I can to protect the advances we've made.
So back to today. Do you view not going to the inaugural today as a boycott on your part?
No, I don't. I see it as simply a statement of what's more important to me, my constituents, or the pomp and circumstance of a transition. I have not gone to every inaugural since I have been in Congress. I had gone to one inaugural prior to that. I don't think attending in and of itself is that big a deal. I actually think it's been blown out of proportion this particular time.
You know, but there are some 60 or so Democratic congresspeople who are not attending today's inauguration. Do you worry that those actions on the part of those individuals, including yourself, could deepen the partisan divides in Washington, even further divides that you've been talking about this morning?
No, absolutely not. I think what it does is simply it sets a stake in the ground saying, here are the principles we believe in, and then we're going to fight for them. Everybody seems to forget that 8 years ago, Republicans basically said, they said it out loud. It's not even, you don't have to question it. They said that their main job was to make Barack Obama a failure. That is not what I'm saying. I won't speak for anybody else, but what I'm saying is I have certain strong principles. My constituents want me to espouse them, and they are critically important to me, and we will fight for them. If you want to work with us, we're happy to work with you. If you don't, well, then we'll fight. That is not the same thing as saying no matter what you say, no matter what you do, we're going to try to make you a failed president. Just the opposite. I want to make Donald Trump a successful president. Thus far, he hasn't indicated very much inclination towards working with us.
Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano not going to the inauguration today. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.